You're listening to Underground USA.
Before we get to this morning's segment on the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, I'd like to offer my heartfelt condolences to the good people of Japan on the untimely death of their former Prime Minister. Japan is a friend to the United States, and we stand with them in prayer during their time of mourning. I also wanted to make a declarative statement regarding the Convention of States. I've recently taken on the position of Florida State Communications Coordinator for the Convention of States Action Organization. This is the group that's actively working to achieve a Convention of States under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. I urge everyone, no matter what your state or party affiliation, this is a nonpartisan effort that champions the U.S. Constitution over partisan politics. I urge everyone to go to their website, conventionofstates.com, and sign the petition to urge your state legislatures to adopt the measure. If your state's already ratified their call to join in a convention, then please consider volunteering in any capacity you can. Every role is important. Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution gives states the power to call a convention of states to propose amendments to the Constitution. It takes 34 states to call the convention and 38 to ratify any amendments that are proposed. The current effort, navigating its way through the state legislatures, would only allow the states to discuss amendments that limit the power and jurisdiction of the federal government, impose fiscal restraints, and place term limits on federal officials. There's no possibility of a runaway convention. That's the propaganda of the detractors, including many from the far left and the entrenched bureaucratic establishment. That said, the Convention of States Action Organization, of which I am a member, is not a political organization. It's an organization that champions the Constitution and the American people. Because it's a 501c4 organization, it cannot and does not endorse or advocate against political candidates or political parties. Because of this, I must make it clear that my researched opinions, shared with you on these podcasts and in writings at undergroundusa.com, are mine personally and do not represent those of Convention of States Action. And even though I may have links to conventionofstates.com on undergroundusa.com, the publication, podcast, and its parent company, the Compass Point Group, are in no way affiliated with Convention of States Action. While both entities and I stand shoulder to shoulder with Convention of States Action in the effort to achieve a convention, IRS regulations, overbearing and draconian as they are, require me to make this statement of separation. So please, go to conventionofstates.com. I believe I said .org this morning while on the air, and misquoted the number of states needed to call a convention at 35. The number is actually 34. I will be rectifying this in the next segment and in a lot of segments to come. Go to conventionofstates.com and learn about the initiative. Then do your part to not only make history, but to help save the Republic. You're listening to Underground USA. My name is Frank Salvato. We'll be right back with this morning's segment on the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, as heard across the country and coast to coast on the Salem and Genesis Communications Networks, right after this. The woman I have searched for all my life, and that's a really long time when you get to be my age, was addicted to vaping. It was like an appendage in her hand. When she'd get deeply into something or her anxiety level would grow, it was as if she was walking around in a London fog. In our non-smoking culture, when we'd be out, she'd always have to excuse herself to go outside to take a few puffs just to satisfy the craving. So when the good people at Fume approached me to showcase their product on Underground USA, I immediately started researching their product. Fume, spelled F-U-M with the double dot diuresis over the U, is the all-natural inhaler designed for a better, safer, and natural way to quit cigarettes and vaping. It's a no-smoke, no-vape, and no-nicotine replacement for the hand-to-mouth habit associated with smoking and vaping. Fume handcrafts wooden inhalers and uses cores infused with plant oils that have been clinically proven to curb cravings. They have flavors like peppermint and conker, with minty notes to simulate menthol cigarettes, and they have other flavors like cozy chai and lemon berry bliss for those who are used to a sweeter experience. And all their flavors are 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no artificial flavors, and absolutely no nicotine. Whether you're a smoker, an ex-smoker who still struggles with the cravings, or a vapor like the love of my life, Fume is the perfect break-the-habit tool for you. Face it, the only thing you really have to lose is the habit and the cost of that habit, which is both a financial cost and a matter of health. Come on, you know it. So head on over to breathefume.com/UUSA and use the promo code UUSA, that's the letters UUSA, to save 10% off your entire order. That's 10% off your entire order, an order that could lead you or the one you love to better health and a little bit more wealth. Go to breathefume.com/UUSA and use code UUSA. It's better to offer a smoker or a vapor a path to a solution rather than a constant complaint. And if you're like me, if you care enough to be concerned, Fume could help you have more years for the one you've searched for all your life. Go to breathefume, breathefume.com/UUSA and use the UUSA code today. Gain some days with the one you love.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
Now, listening to us right now up in the panhandle of Florida, we have the man, the myth, the legend, UndergroundUSA.com's own Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
There, I got that right up there, didn't I?
Yeah, you rattled that off without a hitch.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a shocking attack in Japan. This just doesn't happen all that much. A former prime minister, Shinzo Abe, was shot, and he is gravely wounded. Hit at point-blank range in the middle of the back with a shotgun.
Yeah, rare is correct, and especially for Japan. It just doesn't happen in Japan. But the fact he was a former prime minister, so it, kind of an odd target. It would be like somebody going after an ex-president or an ex-senator here in the United States. It doesn't really make any sense. So when the details come out, I won't be surprised if we find out that the shooter had a mental issue.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty much curfew put on everything during the night. Of course, it is like 6 o'clock in the afternoon over there right now. So
yeah, and I guess the current prime minister was set to make a statement about this. That's what I heard. That's what I read
right
last night. But we'll see. Certainly a shock to the people of Japan. So you know, condolences to people who have been affected by this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, but then we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it. By the way, one last little thing before I jump over into what we're going to talk about with Texas. The Gallup poll, the latest Gallup poll comes out, and Joe Boy Biden is down to 23%. How low can you go, Joe?
Yeah, it's dropping, but still I have to just be awestruck. There's 20% of people in this country who think he's doing a good job.
I knew you were going to say that. I just knew it. Yeah, I'm.
You know, yeah. It's incredible that someone existing in this economy, existing with all of the information that's coming out about how we're deteriorating as a society, mm-hmm. can think that we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday issued an executive order instructing the Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety to capture illegal immigrants inside the state of Texas and take them back to the southern border at the ports of entry where they should have come in from.
Yeah, when you called me last night when this broke, I said, it's starting.
Yep.
It is starting.
Yeah, and Arizona might do it too.
Yeah, I'd read about where someone who's running for the AG who's running, they want to declare something about Article 4.
Right.
That says that the federal government is failing to protect the states mm-hmm. from armed invasion.
Correct.
And when you think about it, when you look at the drug cartels, what they're doing over the border, it is armed and it is an invasion.
And they do come across. Mm-hmm.
And they do come across.
Yep.
So the federal government is clearly failing states on that issue. And we're seeing states actually take the lead in doing something. And I love it.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. That's undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things he has to offer, and listen to his podcast. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Did you know that Yaupon is the only tea plant indigenous to the United States? Hi, I'm CJ, the owner of Emerald Coast Tea Company. We have a line of Yaupon teas and Yaupon tea blends that will open your eyes to tea that is literally made in the USA. Check out our entire line of teas at www.emeraldcoastteacompany.com. Honey, this ain't your mama's tea.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
All righty, back to Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, it's a nice neighborhood to be in anyway, so every day is a nice day.
Now, I'm going to reiterate something that you said because I found the passage here. Governor Abbott blamed the Biden administration for not enforcing the federal immigration laws, especially Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which lays out the federal government's responsibility in protecting states against invasion, i.e. armed invasion, which is exactly what the drug cartels do almost on a nightly basis when they come across with their drug shipments armed to the teeth to get them through.
And in administrations past, there has at least been an effort to thwart that invasion at the border.
Yep.
Customs and Border Patrol were empowered to do their job.
They've had big-time gunfights on the border. Big-time
gunfights. Mm-hmm. And the administrations and the apparatus have charged them with combating this.
Yep.
During the Biden administration, for at least the last 2 years, we've seen a retreat. The administration and Mayorkas have pretty much told Customs and Border Patrol to stand down. So what are the states to do? The federal government is failing in their duty to the states. And I think what Abbott is doing is not only necessary, but it's about time. He has a duty to his state to protect it if the federal government won't.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is an armed invasion. When you talk about the gunfights, you see the dead bodies on the border. From what the drug cartels are doing, you're seeing them with a major move in human trafficking, which is internationally condemned. Thousands, tens of thousands. We're getting into what? Hundreds of thousands of people coming over the border?
Yeah, 18,000 a week.
18,000 a week. So yes, it's an invasion, and yes, it's deadly, and Abbott has every right to do this. We talk about nullification a lot.
Mm-hmm.
during my visits with you. And this is the, these are the preliminary steps for a state to executing nullification. If the federal government is not going to perform their job as they should be sued under the compact that is the Constitution. 50 states of the federal government creating it is a compact that the states have with our federal government. Its primary purpose, defending the country, and they're failing. So there's no reason why Abbott shouldn't take the lead, shouldn't invoke a form of nullification, saying if you're not going to do it, we will, and you're violating the compact, and we'd like to see you in court. Because, man, I'm telling you, with the way that this Supreme Court has championed the rights of the states, in especially their last session, you would have to think they would come down on the side of Texas.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
And in Texas, you know, as we were talking at the break, Texas is not the only state that's considering this. We've got Arizona. We've got the AG of Arizona, who I wrongly said was running for governor out there. I guess she's running against Mark Kelly for U.S.
Senate.
Who said exactly, almost word for word, what Abbott said.
Yeah.
She's urging the governor there to declare a state of emergency and state that the federal government has failed in its duty to the people of the state of Arizona, which he should. We can't allow this lawlessness. If you don't have defined borders as a country, then what is your country? You know, we have a constitution. You can't selectively enforce the articles of the constitution. They are the law of the land. We have to have fidelity to it. This administration routinely exhibits contempt for the constitution. So it's up to the governors. And how many times have we said the governors will be the army that saves the United States?
Hundreds of times. Hundreds of times we said that.
Yeah, so bravo, Mr. Abbott, and come on, Mr. Ducey, let's get with it.
Now, before I get to the caller, there's an interesting article that I'm going to talk about a little bit, not in the next segment, but I'm going to try to get rid of it right now here. A political shift is beginning to take hold in the United States as tens of thousands of suburban voters who helped fuel the Democratic Party's gains in recent years are now becoming Republicans. Places like Denver, places like Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Raleigh, Des Moines, where the people are suddenly switching their allegiance from a Democrat to Republican because of the taxes and the gasoline and everything that's just making their life miserable. And they're coming over and they're standing up and they're attending the rallies and they're voting in the primaries.
When you feel the pain like we're feeling in our pocketbooks today, it is a motivating factor. But I think also a part of that has to do with the intense knee-jerk to the left when it comes to societal norms.
Yeah.
We are putting some absurd subjects above things that need to be core concerns in this country.
Yeah.
When you have bizarre, far-left fringe issues taking precedence over the economy, over fuel prices, over individual rights,
national security,
shift like that. Absolutely.
All right.
So it's gonna progress too before the next election.
Let me grab this call here real quick. Okay. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Hey. Good morning, gentlemen. Yes. Good morning, Eric.
You got about a minute. Sorry about that, but go ahead.
Yeah. Roger. Again, I appreciate the time. Hey, you guys are talking. Everyone's talking about Texas and the quote unquote invasion and you know the Articles of the Constitution. And I get that. I understand that. I understand the argument. Okay. Greg Abbott has had this on his lap since February, March of last year. And just now, so-called during an election cycle for the Texas gubernatorial election, he's going to come out and play Mr. Tough Guy. Now, that's my opinion on this. He has had other opportunities to take action. And right now, since his lead, according to what people have, what I've read in the Texas gubernatorial election, has shrunk almost 10 points in the past 6 months, he's out to make a stance for those that really need to pull the voting lever, election lever, the ballot lever for him on this election. He is not this, all he's cracked up to be, in my opinion, because he's also the governor that signed off on allowing, how should I say, some of this fossil fuel stuff to go by the wayside and opt for wind generation power, and he got all these awards from the left. And my sense in this,
I got to run
politics right now. Thanks, gentlemen. Simplify.
All right, I got four words, Frank. You know what it is?
Hey, Eric, okay, you caught him. Maybe he shouldn't do it then, right?
I got four words, Frank. You ready? Four words. You ready? It's called the Convention of States, which has caught fire in the last 6 months. The Convention of States.
I like that subject.
Yep, and you and I are going to be swinging that big old hammer for a while. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning. Talking to my friend Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just a few years back, I had two of the most unique and personable dogs I had ever encountered. God rest their souls. Riley and Coulter. I named them after Bill O'Reilly and Ann Coulter, and you can take that whichever way it suits you. Riley, the larger male of the brother-sister pair, they were Beagle, Jack Russell, and a Pomeranian mix, would eat a boiled can if I put it within striking distance, so I was always on the lookout for something that would be nourishing, but wouldn't make him into a blimp. Coulter was the complete opposite. It was like trying to guess what Cleopatra wanted for dinner each day. Needless to say, the task of finding something store-bought fell to the wayside, and I ended up cooking for both of them. My friends thought I was insane. To that end, I wish our new sponsor's product would have been around back then. Sundays for Dogs is real food, not kibble. It's real food for dogs, formulated by a vet with only the highest quality fresh meat, vegetables, fruit, and superfoods. Made in the USA at a USDA human food facility. It's then air-dried to perfection into fresh dog food that's shelf-stable and affordable. It's 40% less expensive than leading fresh brands. Not that Riley would have needed it, but Sundays for Dogs elevated a dog's excitement about eating because it's real food. The same food that we eat. It helps manage weight, increases energy, and produces a softer coat and better digestion. Starting at just $2 a day on average, if you can keep your Riley away from the bag. It's all natural, real, raw, whole food that tastes like a treat, but it's actually a completely balanced and nutritious meal. And with a hassle-free money-back guarantee, it's a no-risk try. Plus, when you order online, enter the promo code UUSA, the letters UUSA, to receive a 35% discount on your first order. Go to sundaysfordogs.com and be sure to use the promo code UUSA to receive 35% off your first order. Do it for your Riley and Coulter, not Bill and Ann, of course. I don't think they would care. sundaysfordogs.com.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Frank, we have some breaking news and some sad news coming out of Japan right now. The former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has died after being shot point-blank range in the back at a speech that he was giving yesterday. What a shame. What a terrible, awful, horrible shame.
Yeah, this will be a dark day in Japanese history, and the people of Japan will obviously go into mourning over this. Even though he was an ex prime minister, he was a force to be reckoned with in politics over there, and he served the people of Japan well. This may be a merciful outcome for him, because where he was shot, how he was shot, and the injuries that he suffered,
yeah,
would have left him a shell of the man that he once was.
Yeah, that was very bad to be hit where he was hit in the manner that he was. He had lost, of course, all vital signs on the way to the hospital, which is extremely bad. They had managed to bring him back, but unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries just a few minutes ago here, and we're reporting that Shinzo Abe, who was the former Japanese prime minister, great friend to the United States, a great friend to the United States, and I'm sure he'll be sorely missed by many.
To the listeners of both your program, the Captain's America Third Watch, and our readers of undergroundusa.com over in Japan, of which we have some, our heartfelt condolences.
Sad day, though, for a lot of people. Okay, I want to brighten things up a little bit because we talked about the Convention of States. Now, I was involved in this to a pretty good degree. And then all of a sudden, about maybe 7 or 8 months ago, they kind of disappeared from sight for a while. But they revitalized, retooled, and the reason that I got back into it was Pete Hegseth, who's a friend of mine from Concerned Veterans for America. He's also on Fox News on the weekend show, Pete Hegseth. And he says, hey, man, you know, we're back and we haven't gone anywhere and I'd like to have you in the program again. Well, I'm back, sort of, but I was doing some speeches at some of their events and whatnot. And I assume that'll start again if we get this done the way I think we're going to do it.
The nice thing about Convention of States is that it is a nonpartisan movement. This is a movement of American citizens from all walks of life
yep.
that actually believe in the Constitution and the limits that it imposes on federal government.
Mm-hmm.
It respects the rights of the states to be able to execute their government in the compact that created the federal government. So I urge everybody to read about it because there's a lot of propaganda out there that isn't correct when it comes to what this is trying to achieve. It is not, and this is one of the big ones that the people who are against this movement like to keep saying, it is not a constitutional convention.
Nope.
That implicates that it's a complete rewriting and it's a free-for-all and people are going to get together and destroy what we have and try to write a new constitution. That is not it.
Mm-mm.
This is about Article 5 of the United States Constitution that lays out two different ways that amendments to the Constitution could be introduced and ratified.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is through Congress, and then it goes to the states for ratification. This one emanates from the states themselves, from the people who live in the states themselves. It circumvents the federal government, but for their obligation to set a time and a place for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the power to do things like create amendments that execute term limits, to force a runaway federal government. If anything's runaway in today's governmental lexicon, it's the federal government's authority.
The budget.
To the budget.
Yeah.
To rein them in to the limitations that the U.S. Constitution placed on them at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So please go over to that website and learn about what the whole process is, because it's sound. It's not something that was created by that organization or a group of activists. It was created by the framers.
Mm-hmm.
The framers came up with this idea. It was enshrined in the Constitution. They wanted to give us two ways to be able to amend the Constitution, and one rests with the people. This is simply the execution of that. The second way to be able to amend the Constitution so that we could have a check and balance on the federal government when it decides to veer from what the Constitution says.
Yep.
There's no way it can be this runaway convention thing that the detractors want to keep saying that it can be. There are strict guidelines about what can be discussed, what can be brought up, and so far 19 states have signed on to it.
Yeah.
From what I understand, we've got 19 that are signed on to it. 14 have the measure moving through past one house of the legislative branch.
Right.
And we have several other states that are picking it up at the beginning stages of their legislative sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a great opportunity here to actually succeed in this. This would be the first time that this section of Article 5 will be invoked in this manner. It's history making,
mm-hmm.
but it needs to be done. When you look at how far away the federal government has gotten from executing under the Constitution in a literal, limited sense in the original form that it was intended to be,
mm-hmm.
we have no choice. So, again, go over to the website, learn about it, and please, please, please get involved. get involved. We've got a wonderful opportunity here to not only make history, but defend the country so that our tomorrow can be like what our yesterday used to be.
Yep.
It's really important.
And they are going to start having, similar to what they did before, they're going to start moving around and doing different things in different parts of the state, Florida, as well as whatever other states that are going on. They're doing it now. I know that. Georgia, let's see. I know Florida approved this, too, way back probably a year ago or more.
When you see the people who endorse this movement, it is impressive. And I'll name three names right off the bat. We've got Governor Ron DeSantis, who backs this measure. We've got Thomas Sowell, probably one of the biggest intellects in politics today, and in social culture behind it. We got Rand Paul. So please, go over there and learn about this. It's very important.
All right, my friend, I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and don't forget the suntan lotion. I will see you on Monday. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Please like the episode on the platform you're listening to us on, leave a comment if it lets you, and share us with your friends and family. Our influence grows when you share our podcast. And don't forget to sign up for our Substack, which comes directly to you, subverting the interference of the internet gatekeepers and social media censors. This is going to be increasingly important moving forward given the world trajectory. You're listening to Underground USA. My name is Frank Salvato. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Judson Carroll with the Southern Appalachian Herbs Podcast. One thing Frank always reminds me to mention is that my books and my podcasts are not limited to my region of the Southern Appalachian Mountains. I'm a master herbalist with a working knowledge of hundreds of herbs that are available all around you no matter where you live and keep your family in optimal health. I'm now offering a free newsletter through Substack. Please find me on Substack at Judson Carroll Master Herbalist or judsoncarroll.com. And I look forward to communicating with you in the future. Thanks.